Politics was never the game plan for New Jersey's newest state lawmaker. Adam Taliaferro became a politician after a truly miraculous recovery from a high-profile college football injury. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
My name's Adam Taliaferro, but my mom says Taliaferro, my dad says Taliaferro, so it's kind of however you want to do it.
Taliaferro was Penn State's star cornerback in 2000. During the fifth game of his freshman year, his life took a terrifying turn.
It was like a play I made thousands of times before. I went in to make the tackle, and I remember waking up on the ground, unable to move anything, and the thought of being paralyzed never went through my head because you always think the bad stuff happens to somebody else.
We met up at Vesuvio's, one of his favorite Italian restaurants in South Jersey. He recalled how his spinal cord injury paralyzed him from the neck down. Doctors said he'd never walk again. Taliaferro's parents kept the prognosis a secret. They just kept rooting for him and holding on to hope. Then, 4 weeks later, something changed.
And I got some movement in my toe, and that's when I realized, man, I may have a second chance to walk again.
He rocketed to recovery, walking out of the hospital with crutches months later. It surprised doctors and launched him in the national spotlight. The rebound jump-started his ambition. He went to law school, became a personal injury attorney, and then a lobbyist for Bristol Myers Squibb. He also started a foundation for people with spinal cord injuries. He stays in contact with football players who'd had similar experiences, telling them,
don't look at walking as the epitome of recovery. You're either going to learn to move something or you're going to learn to live life a different way, but you're going to get better from the point that you're in.
All this came before winning election as a freeholder in Gloucester County. He says the helping people aspect of public service drew him in. When a representative from the state Democratic Committee called him at his home recently, asking if he'd be interested in filling a vacancy in the Jersey legislature, he thought, well, these opportunities don't come around too often. Taliaferro still walks with a limp because of his injury, but remains an avid football fan, even if his mom never loved the sport.
I really think my accident was a freak accident. I could have just as easily been injured in a car accident or something crazy like that. So, if I have kids, if anyone asks me, I would be more than happy to let anyone I cared about play football.
Taliaferro took the oath of office Thursday. Next year, he'll be asking voters in South Jersey's 3rd District, which includes parts of Cumberland, Gloucester, and Salem counties, to send him back to Trenton for a full term. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.